Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
News today.
Thierry on Twitter wrote that everyone who touches Zelensky resigns, which is interesting. After failing the UK at every opportunity to serve globalist interests, Boris Johnson resigns as Prime Minister. To which the Russian Kremlin expressed good riddance. Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi, who helped deliver Italian weapons to Ukraine and rallied support for Ukraine's entry into the EU, announced his resignation. Last month, Estonian Prime Minister Kaja Kallas expelled the populist center-left Center Party, claiming that she needed to form a new government to support Ukraine in their war against Russia. And on Thursday, Kallas officially resigned as a formality to form a new government, which he has already reached a consensus between the center-right Reform Party, the Social Democrats, and the conservative Fatherland Party, to form a new three-party government to support Ukraine. And Sri Lanka's president, Gotabaya Rajapaksa, who supported the Ukraine despite sanctions crippling his own nation, emailed in his resignation after fleeing the country. Beyond resignations and beyond meet and greets with Ukraine's puppet President Zelensky, we have also just seen the assassination of popular anti-globalist leader Shinzo Abe, and the dramatic loss of confidence expressed by the people towards Macron, Trudeau, and Biden. What is happening here? On Celia Farber's The Truth Barrier, Catherine Austin Fitz explains that we are seeing a clean-out or political castration of leaders. Draghi, Johnson, Biden, Macron, Abe. Their political capital is exhausted, and or they will not push the next wave aggressively. Mr. Global is looking to bring in a whole new round of fresh, meaner leadership. The next wave is total collapse. And it's not easy to find people willing to be the fall guy for the destruction of a nation. It takes a special type of person, which might explain why California Governor Gavin Newsom visited the White House right after Joe Biden was shuffled off to Israel to mumble about the Holocaust. Biden is even unsettling to the stupid, and this entire operation requires stupidity. So things are going to keep getting stranger. But it probably won't last much longer, because the global financial reset is now imminent. Sri Lanka was just the beginning, and it looks like South Africa could be next, followed by everyone. The fiat fractional reserve banking scheme has been robbing the people blind for decades. But eventually, all the money runs out. And the financial pundits are all saying it's this year. The dollar has just reached parity with the euro. And fudging the numbers will no longer work. They have only one solution left, and that's war. War has often been used to save failing fiat currencies. And having no other options, the psychotic bureaucrats in charge will go to war with Russia, which will only hasten the financial collapse of the West. If it comes to World War III, then it will be the final death blow, making way for a new system. Which means that unless you're holding on to real money, you will soon be broke. Because all that paper in our wallets and numbers on our screens is going to soon be worthless. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to get ready because I've been on air 28 years and I'm about to cover the biggest news we've ever broken on this show. And This is going to change the whole world. Call everybody you know, whether you're listening to local AM and FM stations, TV stations, or on the Internet, and spread the links now. Wait till you hear this.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're live on this Sunday, July 17th, emergency transmission. The bill was introduced about 5 days ago. It didn't hit the news until Friday. I covered the news articles about the legislation, but I hadn't read the legislation till this weekend. And knowing what I know about the globalists, the police state, the design collapse, and then going and reading the legislation itself, it's 100% cut and dry. No ifs, ands, or buts what it is. And something this big needs to be built up. I've learned if... we just come right on air and tell you what's going on. Nobody seems to care. It gets mixed in with all the other fantastical news. They do that on purpose. Oh, look, UPenn nominates transgender swimmer Liz Thomas for NCAA Woman of the Year Award. That's all red meat to distract us. It's important, but it's still a distraction. Ladies and gentlemen, starting at the next segment for the balance of this broadcast, I'm going to lay out, hands down, the most powerful, dangerous, horrible information we have ever covered in 28 years. This is five times worse than anything we've ever covered. I'll cover it in a moment. And if they are able to execute it, it is 1,000 times worse than anything we've ever covered. It is H.R. 4350. Now, woo! I get busy. I get distracted. I'm running around just trying to fund InfoWars and take care of the crew and run our operations. And in the past, I would read a bill like this, but instead I read the news headlines about it. And they were bad enough, and I said what it was, but I hadn't read the bill until a crew member said, hey, you better read this. Ladies and gentlemen, it's completely out in the open. They don't cover anything up. And what's key is they've already implemented this. They know that there's oversight hearings coming, so they want a legislation that it can't be looked at. So... everybody knows, or at least you know history, you know, that Hitler was elected. They have a lower and an upper house. They have two parliaments, lower and upper parliament. You have the president and you have the chancellor. Hitler was elected the president in 1933. And a few months later, he firebombed the Capitol building and blamed it on his political enemies. And then the government passed dictatorial power to him. So Hitler was elected. But after the Reichstag fire on April 27, 1933, he was given dictatorial power and became a dictator. Now, I want to explain something. This is 100% cut and dry. They admit it. It's all here. The Democrat leadership, and they have the votes in the House and Senate, has introduced a bill to make Joe Biden a dictator or whoever else the president is. And you're like, okay, well, that's bad enough. We covered that Friday. No oversight. The president runs the military for domestic operations. Unbelievably illegal. Violates posse comitatus, you name it. This is what takes over all the third world countries. Ladies and gentlemen, it's any president. They're going to kill Biden, or he's going to die in his sleep. They're going to kill him. And they're going to put Gavin Newsom in. That's the word, under Pelosi's control. And you ignore this at your peril. This is 100%. And I feel a great weight lifted off of me because I knew this was coming, and I fought it as hard as I could, and we had a former NFL running back on who, running for Congress. We talked about Vince Lombardi leaving it all on the field. Baby, I've left it all on the field. I've done everything I could to stop this, and I feel terrible about it. But you're not going to need Alex Jones to tell you any more about anything. I mean, you already think stuff's bad. They couldn't forcibly inoculate you. They're going to make Joe Biden a dictator. They're going to implode the economy. They're going to do new lockdowns in the fall. And then bigger than Dallas, either right before the midterms or during the general election, they're going to blow his head off or truck bomb his ass and blame yours truly and Trump. Guaranteed. Now, I'm not going to get on an airplane and run to some other country. I pledge to stay here and go down with the ship. But I'm now on a suicide mission. Not that I'm going to be violent, but it's like Obi-Wan Kenobi with Darth Vader at this point. They're going to take us out. But you've got to escape the Millennium Falcon back to base and come back and take out the Death Star. And I'm just telling you that right now, folks. You're going to see it all unfold. Just like I told you Trump would announce in July, he announced last week that he's going to run. I don't make stuff up. I'm rarely wrong. There's no debate now. I don't need to have my opinions about this. When you know what's in the legislation, and you know the groups and the backstory, the organization, when I read the bill, I felt like I got plugged into 10 trillion volts of electricity. I mean, it's total martial law. And they say they're going to target Trump voters and conservatives and, quote, right-wingers. And it is a literal declaration of war where they make Biden a dictator and then they declare all of us enemy combatants and come after us. Can you imagine that job for the military and the police? I mean, just on that level, it's a suicide mission. This is the end of America. And the end of the world as we know it. Governments are collapsing everywhere. Food is basically non-existent in many countries. There's no going back now. There's no reversing it. Let me just give you a little news flash. I said 3 years ago or 2.5 years ago, I said, when the UN comes out and says there's food shortages and look out that they'd be running their operation, they've done that now. And I'm going to try to comport myself as best I can and just come back and go through this one point after another. But everyone watching on a local TV station or listening to a local radio station or watching at Infowars.com/show or band.video or wherever you do it, you better take the live link of this show. And you better, once it's archived tonight, take clips out of it. And you better share it everywhere because there's a way to stop this. But first, I'm going to tell you what they've already done and what they're about to do and their own admissions in black and white. And then how we stop them. But there's not much time. We've got a Hail Mary moonshot to stop them now if people really get serious and cut out all the clutter and get this. We can still stop this. It's a death sentence for me if this happens. It's a death sentence for the police officers and military and the FBI. I don't want to be in a war with you. I'm not going to be in a war with you. Not because I'm a coward, because I realize it's to bring the country down and have us all kill each other. But you will be destroyed. The people carrying this out will be destroyed. You're the detonator to bring down America. They got the left ready and spoiling for a war with America and American gun owners and American veterans. And I'm just telling everybody right now, because they'll kill me or whatever and then say I'm, you know, some, you know, 3D, you know, deep fake Jones is commanding the rebel forces. None of that's true. And I've already seen every angle of this, and now it's crystal clear. I've got their whole battle plan, and I know how to beat them. So this could be one of our last broadcasts, folks. I'm telling you, any day now, it's getting shut down. I felt it in my spirit. I've known it. We fought as hard as we could, and I appreciate the crew, but it's all over now. Unless there is a giant, complete awakening by governors and legislatures and others, and just a total in the streets peacefully saying no to Biden being a dictator. And Biden doesn't even know who he is. They're going to kill him, and they're going to put Newsom in. It's already been set up. They stole the election. That's the first part of the coup. The second part of the coup that's permanent is about to go down. And, of course, Trump doesn't even know what's going on. He's a good guy overall, but he has no idea. And they're going to kill Trump, too. They're going to kill him 100%. So when they kill Biden, they'll also kill Trump.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05... I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
It happened in ancient Rome. It happened in Russia. It happened in Nazi Germany. It happened in China and Venezuela and hundreds of other countries. And now it's happening in the USA. Martial law, red alert. Democrat leadership introduces bill to give Biden the powers of a dictator and use the military against, quote, right wing with no congressional oversight. And it specifically says it's run by the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Democratic Party, and the ADL. Wow. I have the bill. I'm going to read it to you. I have the articles. I have the congressional clips. It's unbelievable. And we have the whole backstory on it. And I've researched every facet of this. And I'm not just saying that to say, oh, I'm smart. This is what we do. And again, Friday, the bill's introduced to have no congressional oversight under domestic operations. And Congress gives power to the president. That's the end of posse comitatus. That's dictatorial powers. That's martial law. But I didn't read the bill because I was so distracted and busy. I read the bill. It's a very long bill. Read parts of it. And it just cut and dry in the first few pages. Says, Congress will no longer be over military operations inside CONUS, continental United States. And these organizations, and it lists governmental and non-governmental organizations, will run the military. And they will have the oversight, and Congress will give it to the Democrat Party and its organizations. I mean, I'm going to read the bill in a moment to you, the sections. I mean, this is unbelievable. And when I saw this, I said, this can't be right. We went to the congressional website. It's on the congressional website, and it's the leadership sponsoring it. And what's key here is they've already been doing this for a year and a half. We already have the pieces of it. Now they know there's oversight, and mainline Pentagon watchdog groups are really concerned, and senators are concerned, and House members. We have video of that we're going to play next segment. And they're saying to Milley, so you really took over the government the last month of Trump. Because they did. And so what we've had is a military dictatorship run by the globalist takeover. Then we had to purge the military with the injections and critical race theory and transgenderism. And it's all here. We had the takeover. We had the operation. We had the purge. And now they say that the main war footing of the U.S. military is not the Russians or the Iranians or the Chinese or the Mexican Mafia, or MS-13, or human smugglers. It says that Congress is giving up its power of oversight and the purse and giving it to the president. And then I thought, well, that's going to be used against us. And I read the bill, and it says it's for us. Cut and dry, no debate. In your face, while a worldwide collapse goes on, while world leaders are assassinated, while borders collapse, while currencies implode, they're not going to do it. They've already done it. And now, finally, a few senators and House members are like, what's going on? And we now know the military and the FBI had thousands of military and FBI in plain clothes with weapons on January 6th, breaking into the Capitol. And that's their Reichstag. They intended to have people kidnap members of Congress, the rest of it, but it didn't go off the way they wanted. They intended to have people blow up the Capitol building. You remember the pipe bombs and the rest of it, but it didn't get carried out because the intel we have is a lot of people in the federal government. The federal government's not our enemy. It's been hijacked and run. Like, the Germans weren't the enemy in World War II. Hitler was in control. He told them to do it. Sure, they shouldn't have followed orders. But we know that the military and the police don't want to do this. That's why they're like, oh, you're not going to do it? We're going to purge you. Or, oh, you're cops? We're going to defund you. But it doesn't matter because they've got the media, they've got the courts, they've got the House, the Senate, and the presidency through fraud, and they're not going to let us take the country back from them without staging massive false flags as the pretext for this to happen. And I believe the main false flag will be the assassination of Biden, which I'm totally against happening. And they've got Governor Newsom ready to come in with Pelosi and all of them behind it. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's almost no news coverage of this, but the House and Senate in hearings are talking about it. That's next segment. But they're only getting part of it. So, General Milley, you ignored the president for a month, and you were basically acting president. And their answer is a bill saying, hey, well, now that we have the president, we're outside of Congress, and the president can do whatever he wants. And then the president becomes a puppet they control through this dictatorship. We have lived to see it, ladies and gentlemen. We are now here in July 17th, the Sunday broadcast. And what is incredible is we're like the frog in the boiling pot. It's incrementally turned up. We boil. I know all about this. I knew they were planning this under Clinton and others. Didn't have the balls to launch it. Obama wanted to do it too. And then I'm so close to the problem. Made four police state films about the impending martial law plan, all of it. And now we're in it. This bill was introduced 5 days ago, and I just now discovered it and covering it. Imagine how much that freaks me out. I'm begging you for myself and my family and you and your family and all of us to go read the bill and to take the archive of this live show and share it and take clips out and get it out there, because this is a life and death situation. And I'm telling members of Congress and legislatures and governors, if you don't come out against this now, when the border has already been collapsed by design, that's martial law. When we're being surveilled and censored and attacked, and we're being told domestic terrorists, Republicans are the number one terror threat, and the Democrats want to outlaw the Republican Party, and the headlines are, oh, Schiff wants to block some oversight of some military operations in America, and then you read the bill and it says, We have centers and organizations that will advise us, run by the Democratic Party, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and the ADL, that are declaring domestic enemies, and the military with no oversight, the CIA, and air, land, and sea, and all five branches of the military are preparing for war with the American people. You know they're going to trigger the pretext for that operation. Just like they did 600 years ago with Henry IV, staging false flags in England to get him to go to war with France. It's all repeating. Hitler and the Reichstag. So many other events. But this is domestically against the American people, with the backdrop of the worldwide collapse and the inflation and the doddering idiot president, and then he gets assassinated or he dies in his sleep, and in comes the Savior. And that Savior is given dictatorial power, handed by Congress. Here, we're no longer in charge, and no one can oversight you. And we're like, I bet that'll be against the American people. And I'm like, let me read the bill. Oh, it is. It says the enemy isn't the Chi-Coms, isn't the Cubans, the communists. No, it's us. We have lived to see it. I'm going to go through it all in detail, word for word, when we come back. Biggest development ever in American history. This is, they are trying to normalize and legalize the dictatorship they're already putting in place. God help us.
Several years ago, I approached one of the top companies in the U.S. that supplies the highest quality signature-reducing Faraday cages to the Pentagon and other U.S. government agencies. And now they have produced specifically for us this made-in-America high-end line at a very affordable price. Whether it's small pouches that protect your cell phone or big pouches that protect laptops and iPads or big bags that promote whatever electronics you want to put in it, like desktop computers, it is all exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com under the Redux name. Redux is InfoWars, taking the highest quality products and bringing them directly to you at InfoWarsStore.com. In this insane world, you are crazy if you don't protect your signature, your identity, from identity theft, hackers, criminals, corporations, governments. This is one of the hottest items out there today, and it's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right, the Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
InfoWars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
So, I've lived to see it. You've lived to see it. It's already going on behind the scenes. They're just trying to legalize it after they've already done it. But anything that violates our rights or basic freedoms under the 10th Amendment is null and void. Legislation has been added to the new spending bill 5 days ago by Schiff, got no attention until over the weekend. The Democratic Party is backing this amendment. They control the House and Senate to say no oversight over the U.S. military in domestic operations, but more importantly, only the president is in charge of the military. So that's martial law. That's dictatorial powers right there. Then you're like, oh, but I bet the bill doesn't admit they're going to do that. And then you read the bill, and it says all of that and more. The military-industrial complex the President Eisenhower warned us about in his farewell speech in 1961 is now happening. They know they stole the election. They know they usurped power from Trump. They know they had elements of the military and the FBI help break in the building and command the groups that went in on January 6th, their Reichstag event that didn't go as bad as they hoped. So they had pre-written speeches saying it was worse than Pearl Harbor and worse than September 11th. And now they've introduced legislation added to the main spending bill that looks like it's going to pass to give Biden dictatorial power. But it shows they've already done it. Here's the headline, Infowars.com. Martial law, red alert, Democrat leadership introduces bill to give Biden the powers of a dictator and use military against, quote, right wing with no congressional oversight and no laws. And I've got the bill amendment right here. This is the amendment added 5 days ago to H.R. 4350. I am just speechless at this point. And you see the headlines about it on Friday. Schiff seeks rule that would block oversight of some military operations. Washington Times. They're panicked. Adam Schiff moves to disrupt future investigations, U.S. military involvement January 6th. Can't wait to punt it, but they're just looking at that. Pentagon watchdogs calling General Mark Milley to answer allegations he usurped President Trump after January 6th, and there's currently a military dictatorship. That's senators asking him about it. That's coming up. Tucker Carlson talks about the New York Times defending Ray Epps running around saying, go in the Capitol. But everyone is eating around the edges of H.R. 4350. We're not going to do that. We're going to show you what this amendment says. And it says the president, read this for yourself, will have the sole power over the military domestically, and Congress will have no oversight. And it says Section 529A, this is absolutely key. Section 529A, countering extremism in the armed forces. So a purge of the military of anybody that supports populism or America. Part 2 of Subtitle A10, United States Code, is amended by adding at the end of the following new chapter, Chapter 89. Then you got to go to the chapters. We did that. And as an office of countering extremism that's advised by the Democratic Party and a consortium of NGOs, training and education. Then it goes on to say, not just for the military, but for the American people. But if you're going to have a martial law takeover, see, you got to first get your military in line, like Hitler did in 1933, after the Reichstag fire, with an oath to do what he says. There is an office of countering extremism in this section referred to as the office, with the office of the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness. But then that ties in the previous legislation and regulations to the American people. Number 2, the office shall be headed by the Director of Counter Extremism in the chapter referred to as the Director for Domestic Operations with No Congressional Oversight, who shall be appointed by the Secretary of Defense in consultation with the Secretary of Homeland Security, and report directly to the Undersecretary of Defense for Personnel and Readiness for the Secretary. Be responsible for a policy of countering extremism within the armed forces. But again, you type the code, it says for America with the military over it, for domestic operations. In coordination with the secretaries of the military departments, develop and implement programs, resources, and activities to counter extremism within the armed forces. They keep saying that, but in the code it says America. Number 3, establish policies to ensure adequate protection, transparency in the process, and availability of resources for individuals who report incidents of extremism, their operatives. Facilitate and coordinate with the Secretary of the Military Department, law enforcement organizations, security organizations, the CIA domestically, and insider threat programs. Engage and interact with and solicit recommendations from outside experts on extremism. You read the subsection of ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center. The Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence and Security, and it goes on to say, that the main mission will be identifying and going after, including civilians. See right there? Line 20, civilians. But when you read the code, not just the military. They've told you their main operation is the American people. What considers an extremist insider threat? Risk posed by extremist insider threats. How identified? It goes on and on and on and on. Media literacy training, brainwashing, whistleblower protections against patriots. And it goes on to talk about commissioning officers that are trained in extremism. And it goes on and on. We've got larger sections of the bill right here where when women get raped, there's no due process. It all gets covered up. You want to read Chapter 89, Countering Extremism. And you see the FBI saying the main threats, American gun owners and conservatives. And what? The what? The cities, the school boards with the SJW, transgenderism, boys raping girls in back bathrooms, critical race theory. See? And the Office of Countering Extremism interfacing with the other offices of countering extremism in the civilian departments for domestic operations outside of congressional authority. Extremist insider threat training. Literal domestic purging operations. But the key is no congressional oversight. Establish and maintain a database on extremist activities in the armed forces. Ensure the data collected across the military departments in uniform and maximum extent practicable. And then it gets in to letting women be raped and have no due processes of the military. It is just lawlessness writ large. Section 529D, distribution of information on availability of civilian victim services. So the big takeaway is no congressional oversight of what the military does. Biden handed dictatorial powers for domestic military operations, period. And then it talks about rooting out the military and extremists and then interfacing with civilian organizations and working with them. Now, they've already done all this. Now they're simply covering their ass and rolling it all out. We'll play some clips from congressional hearings on this that's getting almost no coverage. But you add the worldwide collapse, you add all the hype, you add the Civil War talk, you add the January 6th committee hearings, you add all the political prisoners, you see that's a beta test to then expand this whole operation across the board. And there's, I got a stack of news here talking about forced lockdowns and forced inoculations and force masking coming back in the fall, and it's officially being announced by the Democratic Party, H.R. 4350. We're going to come back and play those clips I talked about and more, but rather than just sit here and tell you what they're doing, next hour I'm going to talk about how we legally and lawfully counter this multinational WEF Bilderberg coup through the Democratic Party, the bureaucracy, and the Republican collaborators. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We brought the game-changing product, previously only available to major oil companies around the world, to the civilian market 2 years ago, the BioPros. For septic tanks, for porta-potties, for RVs, for your drains, your boats, it goes on and on. It'll eat the oil off of your driveway if you just add water. But it's been so successful now, we're selling it to major RV parks, pig farms, you name it, because this stuff will eat anything that is organic. And it's exclusively available at TheBioPros.com and now InfoWarsStore.com. We sold out of this for almost a year, but we made a major purchase, and it is now in stock for whatever your need is at InfoWarsStore.com. You'll also find instructional videos and more information at InfoWarsStore.com or TheBioPros.com. Made in America, powered by God's great creation. It is amazing, and it funds the InfoWar.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
There are a lot of moving parts to this. Welcome back to the Sunday Emergency Broadcast, the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Obama, before he left office, put a bunch of executive orders into place and had tagged on to the Defense Authorization Act of 2017, because they fund that in 2016. And in December, they said countering domestic extremism, firearm propaganda, a bunch of different pieces of subsections in. And those were big. And they put in digital martial law, surveillance, censorship, and Trump was in, didn't know about all that. Didn't understand it, like this new tape release that they confirms real of Joe Biden when he was leaving office at the same time in late 2016, telling the Ukrainian president Poroshenko, "We don't want Trump to see the IMF agreements we have. He'll find out we stole a bunch of money. If you physically want to be safe and your country doesn't want to be invaded, you better do exactly as we say and pay off the IMF loans and shut it down so Trump doesn't look at it. Because if he figures it out, it's over." I'll play the tape next hour. It's all over the news. Well, not all over the news. It's on OAN in places being censored. It's on InfoWars.com. Biden threatens ex-Ukrainian President Poroshenko when he was in office with assassination if he cooperated with Trump. Leaked audio reveals. It's before he had his stroke, a little bit after that. And you hear the bully, the gangster, the thug, the pedophile threatening him. And, of course, he rolled over. Just like he said on C-SPAN. "I told that prosecutor, you don't stop your investigation, or he's not fired of me and my son, you won't get $1 million. The son of a bitch, he was let go 6 hours later. They brag on TV to all of us about what they're doing. So here's the pieces. This has already been going on. They have a purge of the military. They have the military on January 6th. They have the military spying on the American people. That's all admitted. It's all illegal. And other agencies, the CIA, NSA, you name it. And this just legalizes. It's like little sublines. And other agencies and all other agencies in domestic operations. So Congress has no oversight over the Pentagon and all other intelligence agencies. And then it has a link to a subsection that describes what that means. 16 agencies, no oversight. A true dictatorship of those that run our military and run the intelligence agencies. And then a bunch of stuff to confuse it and make it look like it's just to purge the military and no due process in Congress over what happens to the military. That's bad enough. And Biden being given control over oversight or whoever the president is. I would not support Trump having these powers. I would not support anybody having these powers. I mean, this is cut and dry, classical tyranny. So you've got that it's already in place. Now they know people are finding out about it. It's coming out about Ray Epps and all of it. So they're trying to retroactively legalize it. Then there's the issue of what's the timing and how are they going to try to implement the full rollout of this publicly, which they're starting. Dollar collapse, saying the Russians hacked the energy grid. I mean, you see them pre-programming all of that. A new virus outbreak, the collapse of local cities, which they've already been engineering, the defunding of police. You can see them bringing in the crime and the tyranny and the martial law that's already in place to then officially announce it. And then there's the 60 quadrillion question. How do we stop this peacefully? Because I've got clips on MSNBC and ABC and NBC and CNN this weekend that I've got in the list I intend to play, but time's precious, saying we're going to have a war with the right-wingers. All Republicans are terrorists. They want to kill us. We got to kill them. I've got MSNBC clips saying we're going to war with the American people and it's going to happen. Those are the useful idiots that have no idea what that's going to look like. It's going to chew up the military, chew up police, destroy all the feds, and then the country will fully collapse, and they'll bring in the UN. Everything the Clintons planned, everything Obama fantasized about a domestic security force just as big and just as strong as their military, all the things they've been trying to get lined up that you see in Canada with martial law, and you see in Germany, and you see all over the place, in Australia, they're bringing it here. Because they know you're awake, they know you're aware of them. But because it's so outrageous to try to put in martial law, it's so outrageous to make the president a dictator, it's so outrageous to say no congressional oversight of the military if it's domestic. Congress still wants that power to play footsie with the executive. Internationally, but not domestically. If they want to keep us tamped down. They're giving war powers to the president to wage war against the American people. So what's the timeline on that, and how would they pull that off? That's a big issue. That's the number two issue. We know they're doing it. That's the third issue. The second biggest issue is what's the timeline, how would they pull that off? But the number one issue is how do we get the Joe Rogans, who I never even call them about politics. I think we're getting dinner this week. We get back from vacation. And Tucker Carlson and all these other people, but I can't do it all, and I'm going to make the phone calls. I need you to burn up local talk radio lines and Congress and everything. And they'll try to push you off and say, well, we don't know what you're talking about, but major Pentagon watchdog groups that are mainline are saying this is dictatorial. This is the military ruling the U.S. This was already done in the last month of Trump when almost all of his administration resigned and left, and it turns out General Milley and the Democrats were already running stuff and refused his 10,000 National Guard at the Capitol and the Ellipse and provocateured it. They planned it on being 100 times worse, 1,000 times worse, but it wasn't. But they're still going with Reichstag 2.0. So I mentioned some of these clips. Let's just start going to them. Here is Jim Banks in Congress demands General Mark Milley verify or refute secretly seizing presidential military power, which Milley told CNN he took control of the military on January 6th. Well, Trump didn't try to call him out, but Milley told the damn news that. Here it is.
Without objection, the gentleman's recognized for 1 minute.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Our Constitution is clear. The president is the commander-in-chief. Sidestepping the president and violating the chain of command is a grave crime. According to Bob Woodward's book, Peril, General Mark Milley directed senior military officials not to follow the president's orders unless General Milley approved them first. When I asked General Milley about Peril at an armed services hearing, he claimed he hadn't read it. So Senator Chuck Grassley and I sent a letter to General Milley asking him to verify or refute the book's claims. He hasn't responded. So I am calling on General Milley to set the record straight. General Milley is accused of secretly seizing the president's military powers. That is the most serious crime. If he is innocent, he has a duty to say so. Thank you. I yield back.
Okay, now that's him talking about it. We have Grassley actually interrogating Milley, but that's 10 minutes long, or 10 minutes, 29 seconds long. Grassley is willing to control the military and General Mark Milley. But the issue here is, you're like, well, wait a minute. They were trying to take power from the president. Well, now because they control the president, they're trying to give dictatorial power to the president and trying to retroactively set all this up. So it's hitting the news. It's coming out. But the point is, they're trying to have a soft coup right now ahead of the collapse, the new lockdowns, all of it. We're going to cover it. Now, let me talk about something right now. We're in a very serious world, a very crazy place, and I appreciate the listeners keeping us on air over the years, and for so many years we've been nip and tuck with the attacks and the lawsuits and the globalists and all of it, but we're on air during the most important point in our operations history. So I want InfoWarriors to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get an Alex Jones's Right t-shirt, or get an InfoWars t-shirt, and get some high-quality supplements, and get a book, or get a film, get 2,000 Mules of Nesha Souza, because I have put every dime of backup money I've got in this operation, and I refuse to submit and give up, but I'm telling you, we need funds now. So InfoWarsStore.com, right at the top, it says support free speech. You make a straight donation right there. All your investments, all your fight for freedom is coming to a head right now. This is the most important part of the fight. Sudden death overtime, like an NFL championship, Super Bowl. We need your support now. InfoWarsStore.com. And what's exciting is Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, that's so good for your immune system and your joints and your whole body, highest level curcuminoid. It's back in stock after 8 months sold out. It is 25% off. I got a new product that was in development for years that we finally got in here. And this is the new X7 Diet Force, completely natural, amazing to up your metabolism. It is a safe, quality diet pill that really works. I've lost almost 40 pounds, 39 pounds. We got supplements, samples in 3 months ago. I've been on it 3 months. I have lost over 10 pounds a month doing the same amount of exercise, everything else with Diet Force. It's incredible. It is 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, our newest product, Diet Force. And we need your support now. We're firing the bat signal. Plus, it's a great product for men, women, you name it. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force, now available. Tonight we launched it. InfoWarsStore.com. We need the funds. Plus, these are great products. X2 is excellent. So much more. Hour number two is straight ahead.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.